From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for July 15th, 2014. Vince Pecorano is reporting in the Chatham Courier that Austerlitz Town Board is considering the purchase of land for the construction of a new town hall. The property of interest is located directly adjacent to the existing town hall building. Town Supervisor Robert Lagonia said the funds to be used for the down payment and purchase of the property are being donated to the town. Closing costs will be paid by property owner Martin Parker. The town board agreed to have the county inspect the septic system at the location. The town will purchase the property as long as it is deemed usable. Read the full story in the Chatham Courier. Audrey Matta is reporting in the Daily Mail the new Cairo Animal Control Facility is now open. Town Highway Superintendent Robert Hempstead was responsible for the facility's development, which is housed in a former garage at the town's sewer plant. Captured dogs will be placed there while awaiting redemption by their owners. The facility includes 4 4-foot by 10-foot kennels. The interior work has been completed and Hempstead is now advocating for Phase 2, which would include plans to create a covered outdoor run. Phase 2 could begin in the fall with town board approval. In a related piece of business, the town board took steps last week toward implementing a dog control law. A public hearing on the law will be held August 4th at Cairo Town Hall. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper residents of the village of Valatia can now pay taxes and certain bills by credit card. The village board unanimously approved the measure and authorized the acquisition of a credit card machine last week. Village clerk Barbara Fisher told the board the credit card fees would be paid by the cardholder, not the village. Residents can now pay property taxes, building permits, and water and sewer bills by credit card. The village will use the GovPayNet service, which supports on-site, online, and telephone payments. It is already used by many courts in Columbia County. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Looking at the local weather forecast, a flash flood watch issued by the National Weather Service in Albany for portions of northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, and east central New York, including Columbia, Greene, Dutchess, and Ulster counties, remains in effect until 6 a.m. Wednesday, July 16th. Multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms will move across the region ahead of a cold front through late Tuesday night, with rainfall totals of 1.5 to 4 inches expected. With a warm and very humid air mass in place, storms will be capable of producing torrential downpours with rainfall rates exceeding 1 inch per hour possible. This, combined with wet to nearly saturated ground from recent rainfall, has increased the potential for flash flooding across the area. Today, occasional showers and thunderstorms will occur mainly after 1 p.m. Some of the storms will produce gusty winds and heavy rain. The high is near 85. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Tuesday night, occasional showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then showers likely. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. With a low around 68, the chance of precipitation is 80%. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 80. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Thursday, sunny with a high near 81, and Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. And Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 82. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:33 a.m., and sunset today is at 8:29 p.m., with the length of the day being 14 hours and 56 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 15th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.